Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s who decided to train for my very first ultra marathon. And this podcast is me saying all the things out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So when I looked at my running plan, I was kind of overthinking the last couple of weeks as my long runs were longer than I've ever run before. Now, if you're new to Mama Runs an Ultra, I'm a longtime Rhodes half marathon runner. But until about a month ago, I had never run more than 16 miles. And that was on one of my friend's birthdays when we decided to hit the kilometers of her age. And we stopped for coffee in the middle of it. We took a few breaks. This is the first time I've ever run that far without stopping. Okay, one tiny pit stop for the potty, but that, you know, doesn't really count. I didn't dawdle. Anyway, I had gotten myself a little bit wound up about it ahead of time, but I did all the prep. I had all my stuff ready to roll, and it went fine. Like, maybe I can actually do this. I kind of didn't believe I could. One of the things about ultra training is the back-to-back long runs. Now, for me at this point, it's like long run and what I would consider a medium run, but that's rapidly about to change. I looked ahead a couple of weeks to what I have coming my way and I can do this, but I actually feel more confident about it now after that very first 16 plus miler because I felt okay. I felt okay later on in that day. I felt okay running my medium run the next day. I felt okay that afternoon. Like nothing hurt, nothing was sore, knock wood, but I'm feeling a little more confident about all of this at this point. With overall mileage, we are still within range of miles I have done before. We have not yet come close to like maximum mileage per week. So that part is not scaring me at this point. So kind of two thumbs up at this point? Sure, why not? One of the things I've been working on since day one of this ultra training has been giving myself a variety of carbs from which to choose while I run. Because I have already had the experience in a number of half marathons where I could not look at one more sweet thing at all on any level. So I told y'all a while back that I had done little baggies of pre-measured mashed potatoes. And I gotta be honest, they work really well. They fit right in the little drink pocket on the vest. I mean, I don't love mashed potatoes anyway, so I don't dislike them any more eating them while running than I would just eating them on a plate. So yeah. Mashed potatoes are a choice. I've been trying with those. Like one of my blocks will get the carb load from those mashed potatoes. And then I've recently added in a new one because I got to like mile 12 of a run and I was like, you know what would sound good right now? You know, you're like way in the run when suddenly you're like fantasizing about food. I was like, I'd really like a big old soft pretzel right now. So when I went home, I rolled by the Food Lion and I picked up a thing of frozen soft pretzel sticks. I don't think I even realized they came in sticks. So they look like breadsticks, but they're like soft pretzels. And mainly I chose those over the breadsticks because the fat content was lower. Because, oh, I don't think like the fat of a breadstick is going to sit well in my stomach while I'm that far into a run. I'm not willing to try that at this point because the soft pretzel stick totally worked. Wrapped it in a little bit of parchment paper, shoved that down in the drink pocket on my vest. It was actually really nice. So yeah, let's hear it for frozen soft pretzels as a carb choice in the middle of a run. I'm sure I look ridiculous, but I'm sure that was the least of the things that made me look ridiculous. I don't know. Maybe I'll know these things. I've read about people using rice balls and various rice concoctions as on-the-run carb choices, and I haven't gone down that road yet. I might, but as long as mashed potatoes and soft pretzels are working, I think I'm going to stick with those just because I can get them really easily. And the place where I am going to be doing this ultra this summer is a bit remote. So I also mentioned that it has warmed up here. We apparently went from wintertime to summertime. Not really. We're only in the 80s. It's going to get worse. But I'm at the point where more than just my electrolyte fuel drink is needed. So I thankfully keep really good notes from all of my previous training. And I went back to see what I used to use in the summer because whatever reason, it's like having a baby. I have total amnesia about the details. So I went back and looked and I will be adding my favorite cheap electrolytes to my drink mix in the proportions that work for me. I also have those chewable salt tablets. They're like vaguely flavored. Those are actually great because they're gross. But so like you're not going to just eat them. But they're easy because you just sort of chew them up and stick them on the side of your mouth. I don't want to know what they're doing to my teeth. It kind of actually makes me nervous. But they're really easy to deal with. And, you know, 88 degrees and 90% humidity, which we're already in. Got to have a little bit of salt available, even if your drink mix is not quite enough. I want to be able to get a little more specific with that when necessary. I am a salty runner, and it's kind of funny because the way I first realized this was that my legs are coated. It looks like I rolled in sand if I am not good about the amount of electrolytes that I'm taking in while I run. So feeling pretty good. This week's training is pretty similar to last week. Honestly, maybe even a few fewer miles. Less. I don't know. Fewer versus less. There's a grammatical reason to use the correct one. I need one more cup of coffee to answer that one. Anyway, feeling doable despite the warm weather that has come our way, because that's only going to get worse. So last week, if you didn't get a chance to listen, I was talking about body lube and the need for chafe prevention in humid places. And that is still a work in progress. And I finally went ahead and read the ingredients on the one that I was having trouble spreading and should have known lanolin is the main ingredient. I don't know if you ever nursed a baby and had to deal with lanolin stuff. That is like industrial heavy duty lube, really hard to spread. I still feel like that's probably going to be one that's going to help with these weird issues I'm getting on my hips of chafe. I have done a little bit of environmental change, so I have turned my undies inside out so there's no seam rubbing against my hips, and I have gone through all of my running shorts and skirts and stuff and double checked for seams, and so I have removed all the ones that have seams along my hips from even potential race outfits. So I'm glad I keep little like fashion notes every time I run, because I'm thinking it's the combo of like seam on the undies plus seam on the like running short tights that was causing it. So weird place to get chafed, sides of my hips. Anyway, hopefully I am dialing in the lube and fashion combo. Whoever thought I would be saying that, to prevent future chafe. But yeah, I'm still taking suggestions on how to deal with that, especially for people who run in humid places. I have learned already that some of the desert environment advice simply does not apply when you're running in places like where I am. So yeah. East Coast runners, I would love to hear from y'all about chafe prevention. You can pop that in the comments on any of your favorite places to listen. YouTube is definitely the easiest. It's not my personal favorite place to listen to a podcast, but it's definitely the easiest to interact with folks. If this has been entertaining in any way or useful in any way or intrigued you at all, I would sure love it if you would give a kind 5-star rating and review and share an episode with a friend. Good place to start is that very first one, because your uterus might fall out. You never know. Anything could happen, just not very likely. Thanks for running along with me today on Mama Runs an Ultra. Hey, fellow music nerds. If you live for deep cuts, basement show legends, and bands that never quite made it past the local level, you need Dive Bar Music Club. It's the low-key, high-taste podcast. We're a rotating cast of the regulars who work in indie music, share what they're listening to. Every episode digs in. Cult favorites, bands you missed, and the up-and-coming artists shaping the music today. It's like pulling up a bar stool in your favorite dive and meeting your new best friends, chatting about music. That's what we do at Dive Bar Music Club. Search for Dive Bar Music Club in your favorite podcast app and tap that follow button. Your next favorite band is waiting.